I just want to put something out there to you, Maz, and yeah. I just want to state before I do that I'm not a bad guy. I'm a good guy.
You're a great guy.
I'm a man of the people. I like to get around and get around. I love people. People are great.
Okay.
But I have a question for you.
Here it is. I love people. I'm a good person. However, I have something to talk about.
Does this make me a bad person? Okay. Is what I want to ask you this morning.
I think the fact that you have to check, it's probably a yes. But look,
everyone,
let's just hear you out.
I love people. But everyone's doing a bit of Christmas shopping at the moment.
Yeah, shops are crazy, right?
And I went to the shops over the weekend and I got caught up in the Black Friday sales, I think. I forgot they were on and I got there. I was like, why is it so busy?
You did weekend frenzy.
Yeah.
Frenzy all weekend.
Yes. So I went on, I think it was Saturday that I was at the shops and I was like, man, it's busy here and there's so many great discounts.
Because it was Black Friday, then Cyber Monday, then like weekend frenzy, jamming in all the sales, get all the shopping.
Yeah.
So spend all your money.
It ran all weekend and we're there and I'm seeing a whole bunch of people that I know at the shops, like at the shopping centre. Everywhere, like, look, friends, acquaintances.
Just people you know.
People that
you're just
cross
around.
Because
everyone's
with,
at the shops.
Everyone's at the shops.
Yeah.
And I think if I spoke to every single person that I kind of knew at the shops, I'll be there all day. So I did some avoiding.
What do you mean? How? Like head down? Did you just blank, just like stare right through people that you knew?
The trick is to have a hat on, first of all. So you have the hat and you sort of just look down and you might look, you might see someone. You know how you see someone in your peripheral vision?
Is that how you say it?
That's how you say it. Peripheral vision.
Peripheral vision. One more time.
Peripheral vision.
Peripheral vision.
Peripheral vision.
Yeah.
You see them. Or in the distance, you're like, oh, you see him in the distance. You go, oh, man. And I love this person. Whoever it is, I go, I love that person. I love him.
Yeah.
But if I talk to him for 15, 20 minutes and then I talk to the next person for 15, 20
minutes. You're going to be there all day. You're going to miss out on all of the weekend frenzy.
So I did a little bit of, you know, look down. I looked down at my phone very quickly and just check a couple of things and then they pass by and then I'm back. Does that make me a bad person? Because I don't want to be a bad person. I really love people. But I was avoiding people like crazy.
Look.
At the shops. Producer Matt being one of them.
What?
Yeah, I avoided it. Well, Matt was there and then we were walking out of Target. And
you guys like legit mates?
Yeah, we're legit. Well.
Well, this is news to Matt. Matt's like, oh, bro, I thought we were
and then
buddies.
Matt came up behind us, videoed us and goes, oh, look who's here. And I was like, oh,
because
geez.
That's a normal thing to do.
Yeah. And then and my wife, Jamie, goes, what are you doing? We're trying to avoid people. Verbalised it on the video.
First of all, if you want to avoid people, don't go to the shops. That would be my advice. But I understand why you went to the shops because you've got some Christmas shopping to do, air conditioning.
Yes.
I get you've got to go to the shops at some point. Does it make you a bad person if you put your head down and ignore them?
Nah.
I reckon everyone does it.
Yeah.
I actually think people were probably trying to avoid you a bit.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. If it goes both ways.
I think it's fine. If you've got a schedule, because this is how I shop. I shop like a hurricane. Mm. I get in, I know what I want, and I'm out. That's so I don't have time for small talk.
Yeah.
And I think if you're there with an agenda, you're there to shop, you're not there to socialise.
Yeah.
Go to the pub and socialise.
Exactly.
I think everyone should be allowed to blank each other at the shop and it not be an issue.
Well, this is what I want to bring up. Can we make it a thing where everyone agrees that if you see each other, a nod and catch up with you soon
is enough.
All you need.
We don't need to be hanging out in Myer sharing photos of our pets and what they got up to last weekend.
Exactly.
The shops is not the time for socialising. The shops is for spending all of your hard-earned cash on those sales.
Exactly.
Go socialise in a socialising place. Go to the shops. To shop.
What if it's
not a bad person?
What if it's a family member or something as well and you sort of, I mean, what's the level of acquaintance that
That's
we're kind
pretty
of.
Rough.
Is it a.